Are you a fan of South American cuisine? If so, we have the perfect wines to pair with your meal.
Well, joining us now live in our Wine of the Week, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg. Great to have you back once again, sir.
Hola.
Hey, finding good wine matches for South American cuisine. Was that kind of a challenge
for
you?
It was. It was tough. It was actually, I was thrown for a little bit of a loop because you've got all of these really interesting flavors, and some could be very subtle, but some could be very bold, and you kind of had to pick and choose your way through this and find wines that would stand up to these.
Well, I saw that you found a wine that goes well with asparagus. I didn't know asparagus were grown in South America.
Yeah, well, you know, asparagus is one of those cardinal sins in wine pairing. It's really hard to get something to pair with it because the oak in wine really brings out the grassy characteristics in asparagus. But I found one for this asparagus and cheese tart. I went with a 2010 Lucien Albrecht Gewürztraminer Reserve. Gewürztraminer gets a bad rap, and it really shouldn't. It's a delicious wine, and when it's made well, it's fabulous. This one's from Alsace, France. Bouquet is just jam-packed with scents of rose petal and orange blossom, lychee. In the mouth, you get a lot of vibrant apricot, nectarine, spice, nutmeg, and I love lychee nut in Gewürztraminer. So you get this lychee nut. And then just a touch of minerality, really bright and crisp finish, held up beautifully to the asparagus and only $16.
Now, empanadas, traditional Latin American treat, people love them, but what's a good wine to go with them?
Well, that's the problem, is there's so many different varieties of fillings in empanadas that you really had to find something that would be diversified. And I wanted to go south of the border for this one, so I chose the 2007 Ventisquero Vertis from Apalta Valley. This is a blend of Syrah and Carmenere, when Carmenere is sort of the national grape of Chile. I like this wine because it comes from a combination of John Duval, who was the former winemaker at Penfolds, made Grange, and Philippe Toso, who's the winemaker at Ventisquero. They craft a really beautiful wine that's a combination of light in style, but big in character, if you can imagine that. It's just mouth-filling flavors of dark cherry and black plum, a little velvety chocolate up front, touches of spices and pepper on the end, and only $35, and it did the trick.
10 seconds. If someone wants to splurge.
They really want to splurge. 2007 Bodegas Catania Zapata Malbec. This is from the Nicasia Vineyard from Mendoza. Unbelievable, huge wine, scents of blackberry, cassis, smoked meats, and then flavors of black fruit, black cherry, clove, earthy minerals. Huge, huge wine, mesmerizing, $85, worth the splurge.
All right. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Go to Scott's Wine Recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week, and please remember to drink responsibly.